Welcome back to halftime here of our boys basketball games here on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 to 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening. We talked with South Hamilton senior Ryland Oven during halftime of our girls games tonight. Now we're talking with Webster City senior Briar Claver joins us. Briar, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, you're in the, kicking off your senior basketball season right now. You guys have your first game tonight against Abington Parkersburg. And just what's the mood amongst the team to start the year, and how do you feel you guys have prepped going into your first set of games here in the next couple weeks?
We're very excited to play tonight. We've had a lot of practices, and first game, always very excited to go and play after practicing for so long.
In addition to basketball, what are some of the other activities and events you've been involved in your 4 years at Webster City?
I also play football, baseball, and golf.
And obviously, keeping a busy schedule with that, but, year-round, I guess. But with, all those sports, a lot of memories have come out of that, more than likely a lot of memorable moments. And maybe even, it doesn't have to be sports, could be in the classroom. But in your high school career, what are some of the most memorable moments? If you could just narrow it down to maybe one or two, what are some of the most memorable moments you have in your high school career?
Well, last year our postseason wins in Jeff Gym were pretty cool to see Jeff Gym packed and have great postseason wins there. And then this year's journey with football was a lot of fun.
Those postseason games at Jeff Gym, you are right. That was definitely something to behold last winter. Definitely would like to do that again sometime soon. And kind of piggybacking off of the memorable moments, and we're talking about achievements now, and this could be an athletic achievement, could be academic, it could be outside of either of those things. But what would you say your biggest achievement has been in your high school career?
I guess my biggest achievement in high school would probably be in the classroom. I have a 4.0 grade point average, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Lots of reasons to be proud of that, absolutely. And kind of shifting gears here from that, talking about, your hobbies outside of school in your spare time, what do you like to do? I mean, you're not, on the court or in the classroom or on the field. What do you like to do in your downtime?
With my free time, especially in the summer, I show pigs, and I'm involved with FFA, so that takes some of my time outside of the classroom there. And then even outside of sports with the high school, I love to go and play something with my friends and get a pickup game or something like that going.
And speaking of your friends and your peers, how would your peers and your friends describe you, Briar Claver, as someone in the classroom and someone on the field or on the court?
I think they describe me as studious. I always get my work done in the classroom, and but also knowing what to do, I'll try and making the right decisions.
Gotcha. And moving to some heavier topics, for lack of a better term, but obviously throughout high school, you learn a lot of valuable lessons. You learn a lot of things that you won't forget, that will be with you for a long time. And if you could go back and maybe tell, your freshman yourself, or maybe tell someone that's a freshman this year and give them a piece of advice, what may be that most valuable lesson you tell your younger self or someone that's coming into high school?
Just to get your work done. And you can get your work done, high school is no problem, and always making sure that you're staying where you're at, not falling behind. If you fall behind, then you make school a lot harder than it needs to be.
And finally, I'd like to say this question last for all of our seniors. Obviously, everybody in high school has role models. Obviously, it could be a coach, it could be teachers, it can be your parents, could be a sibling, it could be someone that's just a couple years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes. If you had to narrow that down to maybe just one or two people, who would those one or two role models be for you in your time in high school?
I would say my parents. Whenever I've needed support from them, they are always there and helping and answering questions if I ever need anything.
Well, Breyer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck for your senior basketball season. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Breyer Klaver here on our Senior Spotlight interview. We'll be back with second half action after this on 95.7 FM and 92.9 1570 AM.